Constraining Primordial Black Holes with Relativistic Degrees of Freedom, by Jinsong Kang et al. Scalar perturbations in the early universe create over dense regions that can collapse into primordial black holes, PBH. This process emits scalar-induced gravitational waves, SIGW, that behaves like an extra radiation component and contributes to the relativistic degrees of freedom, NEF. We show that NEF limits from cosmic microwave background, CMB, give promising sensitivities on both the abundance of PBHs and the primordial curvature perturbation, PRK, at small scales. We show that Planck and ACT-Paul data can exclude supermassive PBHs with peak mass m, in, 3 times 10 to the power of 5, 5 times 10 to the power of 10, m sun is the major component of dark matter, depending on the shape of the PBH's mass distribution. Future CMBS-4 mission is capable of broadening this limit to a vast PBH mass window of m, in, 8 times 10 to the power of minus 5, 5 times 10 to the power of 10, m sun, covering substellar masses. These limits correspond to the enhanced sensitivity of PRK, on scales of K in 10 to the power of 1, 10 to the power of 22 MPC1, which is much smaller than those scales probed by direct perturbation power spectra, CMB and large-scale structure. This was Constraining Primordial Black Holes with Relativistic Degrees of Freedom, by Jinsong Kang et al.